Environmentalists are on alert as the Lafarge cement plant in southern Albany County makes a push to burn tires. Lafarge came under fire from environmentalists back in 2003 when newspaper reports revealed it was releasing large amounts of mercury into the air. It has continued making headlines ever since. Early this year, the town of Queamans passed a local law aimed at restricting air pollutants. Mike Ewall with Energy Justice Network says burning tires is dirtier than the coal that the plant currently burns.
I was hired by the town of Queamans to write up a clean air law, which they, after many hearings and much deliberation, passed a year and a half later in March of this year. And that effectively blocks Lafarge from being able to burn trash or tires at their kiln.
Ewall says a slate of Republicans ran for 3 of 5 town board seats in November, ousting 3 pro-environmental Democrats who voted for the clean air law. He says the trio massively outspent the incumbents.
So now it'll be all Republicans running the town, and we strongly believe that based on the fact that one of their candidates, McHugh, who is a lawyer or was a lawyer for the Port of Queamans, which has a contract to collect millions of tires around the state, that they have an economic interest in modifying this law to allow tire burning at Lafarge. And we believe that's a large part of why they were running for office. So we're working right now to get the county legislature to pass the same type of clean air law to make sure that there is a backstop so that this waste incineration in the county can't happen either in Queamans or anywhere.
Contacted via their Queamans Comeback Team Facebook page, the Republican slate offered this comment, quote, "We have no plans or intentions of rescinding the clean air law in Queamans. The Democratic incumbents ran their re-election campaigns on this same baseless fear and emotion propaganda, and the election results on November 5th speak for themselves." The Comeback Team's campaign received no support from the Port of Queamans or Lafarge. George McHugh did not respond to requests for comment. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck, a regular WAMC roundtable panelist, has reservations.
The county legislature in Albany County is now considering a county-level clean air law, which makes sense because the air pollution doesn't respect town boundaries. We'll see lots of air pollution from the cement plant if they're allowed to burn tires and solid waste. That'll affect all of Albany County, including the drinking water supply for the city of Albany, the Alcove Reservoir in Westerlo, and also residents of Rensselaer County and beyond will be impacted by this air pollution. So the race is on to see if the Albany County Legislature acts on their version of a Clean Air Act. It's starting to be considered in committee. We don't know if it will be adopted by the Albany County Legislature by the end of this year.
Enck is hopeful the legislature will act to adopt the measure by the end of this year. A spokesperson for the panel says Local Law I is not meant to target any specific project. The winter storm pushed Monday's scheduled meeting to Thursday night. The Lafarge plant is located in the village of Ravenna near the Greene County border and is a primary employer there. Lafarge Holcim did not return calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.